Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Going to the beach is supposed to be fun, but sometimes hauling toys, chairs, towels, coolers, and more across the hot sand to and from your favorite spot can give you an unwanted headache. Sussex County inventor Jennifer Schultz believes she's come up with a solution to that problem, designing what she calls a unique piece of luggage for the sand. It's called the Sand Slider Beach Caddy. It has a roller on one side for pulling it on the pavement, and when you reach the sand, you can flip it over to its rounded, smooth side so it'll glide easily across the sand. Schultz recently spoke with Delaware Public Media's Kelly Steele about her creation.
All right, I want to set the scene because, you know, we've all been there. You know, we get ready to go to the beach in the summer, and whether we're married, partnered, fiancé, husband, wife, we may have children, and we think it's a great idea, and we start packing things up for the beach. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have a lot of things to take to the beach, and we get there, and we decide once we try to carry, you know, the kids' wagons and mm-hmm. the tools and the beach towels and the umbrellas and the coolers and the beach chairs, it really wasn't a good idea. So local inventor and Sussex Countyan Jennifer Schultz is joining us today because she has come up with a better way to go to the beach. It's called the Sand Slider Beach Caddy. Jennifer, thank you for joining me.
Oh, I am so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me, Kelly.
Look, I set the scene. We've all been there. We've all done that. It's, you know, it's a great idea to go to the beach and enjoy yourself. But once we get there and we open up the back of the car and we see how much stuff we have to get to the beach, then we decide maybe it wasn't a good idea. So tell me how your invention, the Sand Slider Beach Caddy, came about.
Well, you hit it right on the nail, and when you go to my website, thesandsliderbeachcaddy.com, when you page through it, you'll find a video that highlights that exact struggle that you just described. Because most of us, there's two things that are on our mind when we decide to go to the beach, especially in season, and it's, do I want to deal with the traffic, and getting your gear from the car to that spot you have your eye on way over there that looks like it's a little bit freed up and there's a little bit of room. And you see it over there and you want to get there. And I myself find it very difficult to get my supplies over there, especially when I have a group of people with me and all of us are carrying our stuff. And I noticed other people having the same kind of struggle. And what I did was, initially, I came up with my own little, okay, now what can I do to make this easier on myself and my friends and people who come visit me? And I even started with a big vinyl laundry bags was the thing I came up with. And they actually worked pretty well. But, of course, you know, they can't handle all the, you know, all the rocks and the twigs and the shells.
Well, I would think the wheels aren't big enough on a bag like that, on a laundry bag like that.
Well, and as a matter of fact, since you mentioned the wheels, the only other product available that is supposed to help you get your stuff to the beach have wheels. And I will tell you, I bought one of those products, and our sand is too thick. It'll only work on hard or very thin sand. So if you're climbing over any dune, you know, in a fishing beach, or even just walking onto Rehoboth Beach and trying to get to that little spot over there, you're spending more effort tugging that wheeled wagon than you are trying to carry everything all over your body, hanging one thing here, hanging another thing there, and da, 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 da. And it just doesn't work. So I had the idea that, you know, you need something that slides, okay? And sliding, you know, and I knew sliding would work if it had the right materials, that slides over the sand. Okay, so you don't have to pull. It's like pulling your beach gear through a foot of snow, and it is very difficult. I interviewed people on the Rehoboth Boardwalk, who I saw with a couple of different types of wagons. Some of them are cart-like, and some of them are wagon-like. And I said, well, how do you feel about this? It's the only thing out there. I need something. I mean, that's a response I got.
All right, so I know this is radio, so try to make us picture in our minds, describe what the Sand Slider Beach Caddy looks like.
Okay, it's a compartment with a rounded bottom, so the rounded bottom will slide over the sand, okay? And it comes with one large wide wheel that once you turn the slide, the Sand Slider Beach Caddy over, will also roll your caddy right back to your car.
So kind of like a wheelbarrow, kind of.
Well, it's, you know, I hate the, it's a little bit more like a unique piece of luggage. I mean, I don't like to use that word, but if we're going to paint a picture, because it closes, all right? And on the outside, there are going to be adjustable arms to put a couple of chairs, a ring on the side to put a beach umbrella, and then you open the compartment, and then you can put all your stuff inside that, and then lock it up, and there you have everything together. I'm not saying it's going to hold every single possible thing you could ever want to put on the beach, but it's going to take care of a lot of your issues.
So once you get it to the beach and you have your stuff inside, you said you're able to lock it. So it sort of acts like a safe for your stuff as well.
It is. It does. So there you are. You're going from your car. You're pulling it and by its arm. You're rolling through the parking lot. Maybe if you're on a popular beach, you're rolling it up like the boardwalky, like thing by the concessions, and then when you get to the beach, you turn it over, and then the rounded bottom will slide your stuff right on top, and then you go to your spot.
Okay, so you've patented your design, and you're working with a marketing company to license and manufacture the product so it can be sold locally.
Right.
How quickly is this all going to come about in time for this beach season?
Oh, well, now that's my big challenge. So I don't know if it's going to make it to this beach season, but I am really hoping it makes it to the next beach season, because one, finding this for sale by inventor has a finite group of businesses, from, you know, big box to manufacturers, and to it's a process, you know, finding that organization that will license the product, place an order, and there we go. Okay, but it's not the only way to go, and it really is. You know, it's like being in sales. You know, this is what they're doing. You know, they're contacting and they're showing them the video and the sandsliderbeachcaddy.com. It's also on Facebook to their main sources of buying inventions, and it doesn't. You know, it's a process. So they started doing that in January. And it may take a while, but there's been a lot of interest. Okay, we've already got, there's one local manufacturer who has expressed interest in this, and I'm very excited about that. So they've called me. I'm going to be meeting with them. You know, there are other ways to do this. I might try like a test run where I have a certain amount of them manufactured. And then I will, you know, get them to the Rehoboth and Lewis and neighboring beaches, hopefully maybe to some large event that's happening, make a connection to that event, and, you know, maybe able to say a few words through a microphone and things like that. Because it is it'll fly off the shelves, because it is so, the wheeled stuff barely works.
Yeah.
Okay? And this thing that slides is, to me, a no-brainer. I know it will slide off the shelf. Well, either way. Anyway.
Jennifer, what is your background? Have you invented anything else?
I have had many ideas that came to fruition from somebody else. So I'm early retired, and I said this time I'm not going to sit on my idea. I have owned my own drive-through only coffee shop when they were really popular over on the West Coast and where I lived in Minnesota for a while. So I did do that. So that's an example of my taking an entrepreneurial idea. I didn't invent the idea, but I took it and ran with it, and it was very successful. So other than that, I had a traditional climbing the corporate ladder background in sales and marketing and training and things like that. So I have the right kind of background to business, marketing, to come up and have an idea of how to make this happen. But I don't know a lot about manufacturing, and I'm learning about that and all the things that go into it. So that's a bit about my background. And I see the sandsliderbeachcaddy.com. Sooner or later, it's going to be picked up. If I don't do like a trial run, it is going to be picked up. There is interest from some of the organizations that they talk to, but they have their own lives, and you know how it is. They'll get to it when they can and when they have time. They have their own priorities. So it's going to be a process.
Yeah, it sounds to me like maybe you need to hit up some trade shows or something with, some of these things with the Sandslider Beach Caddy.
Let people
look at them, see them, try them out, because what better way to sell a product than if me, Kelly Steele, the consumer, can feel it, touch it, look at it, that sort of thing.
I agree with you, Kelly. Trade shows and, by golly, standing right there by Dolly's, as part of some big event that's going on and having them right there with me, I don't doubt that I'll be able to sell them.
All right,
there.
One more time. You've mentioned it a couple of times. One more time. Where can we see and learn more about the Sandslider Beach Caddy?
Go to thesandsliderbeachcaddy.com, which is, that's the go-to first because it has everything in there, including the video, which gives a nutshell, and you can see a great picture. It's not to scale, but it's a close picture of what it's going to look like. So I would definitely go to the website and look for that video amongst all the other information there. And also I have a Facebook page. So for example, I'll be posting this interview, listen to my interview here, blah, 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 on both of those places.
Thanks to Sandslider Beach Caddy inventor Jennifer Schultz and our Kelly Steele for their time on The Green this week. And we close out this week's edition of the show with Enlighten Me and more on an effort to connect Wilmington kids with reading when they get their hair cut. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.